We now know this season's semi-final lineup after another dramatic week of football in the UEFA Champions League. On Tuesday, Real Madrid needed extra time and an extra special player to beat Bayern.
Marcelo gives it to Ronaldo! Hat-trick man again! Cristiano Ronaldo surely seals it now for Real Madrid!
So the holders are through, as are their City rivals Atletico, who held on to end Leicester City's European adventure. And then on Wednesday, Barcelona were unable to pull off another extraordinary comeback.
0-0 it has finished on the night. Juventus progress by virtue of a 3-0 success in the first leg. That remains the aggregate score. There was simply no way through for Lionel Messi and co tonight.
While Monaco progressed after a second win over Borussia Dortmund.
And it's Cote d'Ivoire-Germain, he's just come on 15 seconds ago, and his first touch is the touch that puts Monaco into the semi-finals of the UEFA Champions League through the goalkeeper's legs. It's Monaco 3, Borussia Dortmund 1.
Stay with us for expert analysis and all the key reaction to the week's matches. You'll hear from the likes of Zinedine Zidane and Kasper Schmeichel. That's all to come right here on UEFA Champions League Match Day Live. Hello, I'm Rob Daly. What a week it's been in the UEFA Champions League once again, as 8 became 4. European football expert Paul Saffer is with me for the next half an hour. Paul, it's a very strong semi-final lineup that we have.
It is. It's not necessarily the one everyone would have picked out before the tournament. Would you have said that there'd be no Barcelona, no Bayern or any German clubs at all, no English clubs at all, but all four have definitely earned their rights. The two Madrid clubs, will it be a third All Madrid final in 4 years? Will they draw each other on Friday? Juve, that fantastic defence, and Monaco, that fantastic attack.
Let's go through all of the results from the quarterfinal second leg ties this week. Tuesday, Real Madrid 4, Bayern 2 after extra time. That was a 6-3 aggregate win for Madrid. Leicester City 1, Atletico 1, Atletico 2-1 winners on aggregate. Then on Wednesday, it was goalless between Barcelona and Juventus. 3-0 from the first leg for Juve, enough to see them through. And Monaco 3, Dortmund 1. It doesn't tell the full story of that one, but Monaco winning 6-3 on aggregate, much like Real Madrid did on Tuesday. We'll start with a review of Wednesday night's matches in a few minutes, but let's begin with Tuesday's heavyweight quarter-final at the Bernabeu. The holders, Real Madrid, held a 2-1 advantage over Bayern from the first leg in Munich. Commentary here from Richard Kaufman.
Lewandowski, hands on hips, deep breath, skips forward. Lewandowski scores for Bayern München. They're back in it. They've got one. They need two. Lifeline for Bayern. Casemiro in towards Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo. Marcelo gets away from Kiddick. Marcelo going all the way through. Marcelo gives it to Ronaldo. Hat-trick man again. Cristiano Ronaldo surely seals it now for Real Madrid.
He's gone to the right though, Asensio. Might go on his own. He does. What a goal from Marco Asensio. It's harsh on Bayern.
So Cristiano Ronaldo was the match winner for Real Madrid again, and his head coach Zinedine Zidane was quick to pay tribute as Ronaldo became the first player to score 100 UEFA Champions League goals.
There simply is no category to put him in. What he's done is amazing. He's an incredible, magnificent player. The goals he scores, the way he performs in every key game. and in every key moment. Some people like to say that he's not good for the team when he doesn't score. They like to criticise him, but he always knows he'll be there exactly when he's needed. He scored us three crucial goals, and there are very few players that are capable of achieving what Cristiano Ronaldo has done.
Scored a decisive hat-trick at this stage last season against Wolfsburg. He did it again against German opposition. His 41st hat-trick for Real Madrid. And as Diarra asked, one of the newspapers in Spain had as their headline, Cristiano overthrows Bayern. Despite the big scoreline on aggregate, Paul Saffer, was it as comprehensive as you might imagine looking at it on paper?
Well, certainly over the 90 minutes when Bayern won 2-1, they were comfortably, I'd say, the better team and probably just about at that point looked the deserving team to go through, and they actually had the chances that they could have wrapped it up. They could have got that third away goal and wrapped it up without the need for extra time. Of course, going to extra time, Vidal had been sent off late in the 90 minutes and that obviously counted against them. There were other players like Lewandowski who were struggling really with injury, so it was sort of, it was 10 players of whom maybe 7 were probably still fit, and other players who might have been substituted had there still been substitutes left at that point. Now, so they may see me bring in a fourth substitute in extra time, and I think Bayern would love to have been able to have that right now. But as it was, I mean, there's not a lot left to say about Cristiano Ronaldo. They did, of course, make it to 100 UEFA Champions League goals on Tuesday. And there's no superlatives left to talk about with him. But the fact that 5 goals against Bayern over 2 legs, I mean, that's incredible. Second year running, of course, a hat-trick to sort of save his team. And no team successfully defended UEFA Champions League. And he's him and obviously his friend Lionel Messi is no longer in the competition, as we'll hear later. I mean, they're just setting records. It's sometimes you have to sit back and think. It's incredible to think what they're continuing to do and what he is continuing to do. He took his goal so coolly, as always, in such a high-pressure situation. There's not that many players will do that, and I think you can't really disagree as the things that Zinedine Zidane said about him in the clip we just heard.
Yeah, Real Madrid into the semi-finals for the 7th season running. Prior to Mourinho coming in, they had lots of near misses, even getting out of the round of 16, Paul.
It's a record 7 in a row as well. No club has ever got to 7 in a row before.
How good is this team? Because it's difficult to read them at times. They're not always at their brilliant best. In the group stage, they were at times inconsistent as well.
I mean, well, they've been inconsistent in the Liga as well. I mean, as it happens, Barcelona have probably been even more inconsistent. That's why Real Madrid have had an advantage. But, and of course, it hasn't been Cristiano Ronaldo's greatest season, I'd say, in Europe or in Spain. I mean, by his standards, I mean, he's still scored lots and lots of goals, but not necessarily as many as he's always scored, and he sometimes seemed a bit frustrated. Of course, Gareth Bale obviously had the injury problems as well, which has sort of removed one of those three forwards and has left Zinedine Zidane with a little bit of thinking to do about how to replace him. In a way, he hasn't quite come to a firm conclusion about what's happened when one of those three, Benzema, Ronaldo, Bale, are missing. But they've kept finding a way, haven't they? They've kept finding a way in Spain. They're still top, even though they've not been great. They've kept finding a way here, and they could still do. I mean, they're probably now the favourites, I'd say, of the four, just because they've got the pedigree of coming through. There's 2 teams in the semi-finals they know all about beating, and Monaco, you'd probably make Real Madrid favourites against them as well. Although it's so unpredictable, is Monaco. But yes, they're favourites. Yes, they've not been at their brilliant best. But then who has been this season? I mean, teams have turned it on at times, particularly Barcelona, but they're gone now. And yet Real Madrid and Ronaldo have kept going, and they know how to deal with these latter stages, don't they? That's what they've proved over the last few years.
It does feel like there's no standout team, probably at the moment, that you would say is overwhelming favourites. For Bayern, a disappointment again. They haven't won it since 2013. It was a big objective of Guardiola. It will, of course, be a big objective of Ancelotti during his 3 years. But an emotional occasion as well for Philipp Lahm and Xabi Alonso, because they've played, it's hard to believe it, they're retiring and they've played their last ever UEFA Champions League game. What will their legacy be in this competition, Paul?
Well, Philipp Lahm, I mean, they both got to win the competition at least, though. I mean, they may not have come through this team. I mean, Philipp Lahm, such a stalwart for Bayern after so many years. and could play even towards the end of his career. He showed he could play in lots of different positions as well in midfield, yeah, as well as defence. Xabi Alonso, I think it's worth saying, he became only the second player last night to appear, make 25 appearances for three separate clubs in the UEFA Champions League. Only Michael Ballack had ever achieved that before. That's what Xabi Alonso, you know, he did it with Liverpool and then with Real Madrid and now with Bayern München. So, and what a midfield player he's been. A man able to score spectacular goals. Just a man able to read and control a game, just like his near namesake Xavi, I suppose, or Iniesta as well, I guess, is also coming towards the end of his time. These have been some great midfield maestros we've been lucky to see. I mean, obviously, they don't quite get the headlines of Ronaldo and Messi when they score such an amazing number of goals, but they've also been some of the greats of this era.
OK, also on Tuesday, Leicester City were trying to overturn a 1-0 deficit against Atletico Madrid. It was watched for Match Day Live by Mark Scott.
Goes Riyad Mahrez, feeding it through for Jamie Vardy. Gets to the byline, cuts it back for Okazaki. That's the first genuine chance of the game. Shinji Okazaki onto Jamie Vardy's cutback and sending it high over the crossbar. The goal has been scored by Saúl Ñíguez from out of nothing for Atletico. Cross into the area, and that could be that for Leicester. They will need to score three goals now after Saúl Ñíguez nodded beyond Kasper Schmeichel. Good ball in from Albrighton. Vardy can't get there. Comes here for Chilwell. Blasted across goal and in from Jamie Vardy. Lifeline for Leicester City. And it's Jamie Vardy who's found the net.
So Atletico going through 2-1 on aggregate against Leicester City. They managed to hold out. Jamie Vardy gave Leicester City an opportunity, but they just could not take it. That was largely down to the efforts and the endeavours of Atletico defender Stefan Savage. He believes the hard-fought victory proves that last season's beaten finalists are capable of going one better this year.
We are still not thinking about to win. We are going game after game, so we are pushing up forward, and we hope that we can win, because everybody said last year when we lost the final that this team can't get any more forward in Champions League, but we responded to everybody, and we are again in semi-finals. We showed that we have a great team spirit, and we always fight and want to reach until the final.
Stefan Savage with an outstanding display. He didn't quite make it at Manchester City, but he's built back up and is now a star player for Atletico. Paul, how impressed are you with the fact that Atletico are at this stage again after two emotionally brutal defeats in the space of, what, three previous seasons?
It is those two final losses to Real Madrid, and, you know, they could well be facing them again, which would be incredible to see two teams from one city meet in the late stages so often. They're probably a little bit more of an expansive team this season. They've probably not, frankly, been as all-round good overall this season as maybe in
not in the
previous
race
years.
In Spain this
no,
year.
No, certainly not. But nevertheless, when it's mattered in the UEFA Champions League, they just keep producing their performances. Maybe they're a bit fortunate to get Leicester, who probably had gone as far as they were going to get in the competition, and Leicester gave them a good go. But when you're looking at the goals of Griezmann and, you know, and Fernando Torres playing his part, of course, they do have players that can get goals. Got other players, you say, Savic jumping in. You had Juan Fran, okay, got injured last night. But there's lots of players who have been in and around the Atletico selection for a long time. And of course, Oblak as well, that tremendous goalkeeper. So they've still got the basic unit. They've really had throughout, and even been able to see players like Mandzukic leave, but still continue to be a strong, strong team.
For people who didn't see the game, though, For a team that had conceded two in their previous nine going into the Tuesday night fixture, Leicester had the chances to score their two goals. They actually unsettled Atletico, certainly for a good 10, 15, 20 minute spell in the second half.
Absolutely. I mean, considering Atletico had scored first, you'd wondered if that would put Leicester in the first half. I think Atletico had scored and then were just happy to see the game out. But in the second half, Leicester came out, right, just like in the second half of the away games against Sevilla and Atletico as well. Leicester came out with a renewed purpose, and Jamie Vardy, who's discovered his scoring boots in the knockout stage of the UEFA Champions League, once he'd got the goal, they were actually creating chance after chance. They could well have got that second goal, which really would have put Atletico on edge. And Leicester, I mean, you just have to pause to think about it. It's only a few years since the fourth anniversary of them clinching the third tier title in England. And now in the last 2 years, they've won the Premier League, which is one of the most incredible sporting stories you can ever talk about. And now to get to the quarterfinals of the UEFA Champions League, I don't know when we will see them back in the UEFA Champions League, although they seem to have found a rich vein of form suddenly under Craig Shakespeare since the change of manager. But it's just been an amazing run, and they've deserved it. They deserved to win their group. They deserved to get past Sevilla, and it's just Atletico, in all their four previous European campaigns, going back to the 60s, three times it's taken Atletico to knock them out.
Leicester manager Craig Shakespeare insists he couldn't have asked for any more from his players.
Disappointment, obviously, to go out, but immensely proud of the performance. I thought we ran an excellent team in Madrid. We gave them a really good shot at it. You say the players can be immensely proud of their performance, but they're very disappointed to ultimately go out.
They had their one chance. They were very clinical. They're a good team. No coincidence that you get to two Champions League finals in 3 years. You know, you've got to be very, very defensively solid. You've got to score the chances that you have, and they did that, but they rode their luck at times. We had the chances, I think, to maybe score the two extra goals that we needed, but desperately unlucky in the end.
Kasper Schmeichel at the end there before that Craig Shakespeare, and I think Kasper Schmeichel this season has proved, having dropped down the tiers in England, that he is a goalkeeper for the highest level. Okay, next on Matchday Live, analysis and reaction to Wednesday night's quarter-final ties.
Dizemos não ao racismo.
Nein zum Rassismus.
Nein til Rassismus.
Non au racisme.
Nein til Rassismus.
Non al racisme.
Cristiano Ronaldo, Manuel Neuer, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Vincent Kompany, Caroline Sagar and Lionel Messi are just a few of the European football stars saying no to racism. European football united against racism. Respect.
You're listening to UEFA Champions League Matchday Live.
You're listening to Matchday Live with Paul Saffa and me, Rob Daly. We've confirmed, of course, tonight Atletico, having got that result on Tuesday, that they are into their third semi-final in this competition in the space of 4 years. Diego Simeone, what a job he has done with the Rojo Blancos. On to Wednesday's quarter-final action and the clash of the camp now, where Barcelona were trying to overcome a 3-0 deficit against Juventus, but this was as close as Barca came to narrowing Juve's lead in the tie.
Messi wide for Jordi Alba in towards Luis Suarez. Chance for Messi! Drags it wide, Lionel Messi. By his high standards, that was a gift of a chance. 10 metres out, dead centre, left-footed, dragged it wide at the target, 0-0.
OK, joining us on the show now is Steve Wyeth, your commentator that you heard there now on the show. Steve, did it ever look to you like Barcelona were really going to make the breakthrough?
They had the forward momentum, they had the attacking inclination, but defensively, Juventus never looked like they were going to give up an opportunity, let alone a goal. That messy chance that you've just heard came about by virtue of a little element of luck. And the rest of Barcelona's efforts, they had 19 shots on 19 shots in the second leg, but only one of them was on target. And Juventus gave up four shots on target across the entire 180 minutes of the tie.
Because if I think back to the game, I think not many clear-cut chances.
Well, Buffon only had one save to make. It was a fairly easy one on a night when he would have anticipated having to be at his very best, his agile brilliance coming to the fore. He didn't really have a save to make, and that is credit in the most part to Bonucci and Chiellini at the heart of the defence, but the awful lot of hard work that the likes of Dani Alves, Juan Cuadrado on the right-hand side got through, and Alexandro and Mario Mandzukic on the left, and the protection provided by Khedira and Pjanic.
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to point out. People like Mandzukic and Cuadrado, the one or two times when the back four slightly lost their shape, they were back to make telling interceptions that Chiellini or Bonucci would have been proud of. It was just, I mean, technically, defending was brilliant. It wasn't about panicking. It wasn't about like getting lots of players back in the box. So occasionally that did happen. Occasionally they did look to, particularly Neymar, just smother him and make sure that he ran out of space in the end, even when he was looking like he might create something. But they just kept their shape. They just did, I suppose, what they do every week against... OK, they're not playing against Messi, Suarez or Neymar every week, but they're doing the same job every week, knowing what they've got to do, making the interception when they need to do, just making sure they're in the right place. And that's what gave Buffon what was really quite a quiet night for him.
in Barcelona's previous 15 home games under Luis Enrique at Camp Nou, they won all 15 and they scored 50 goals. Juventus completely nullified them tonight, and it's the first time in 21 home matches that Barcelona have failed to score in the UEFA Champions League.
Steve, I know you cover a lot of Serie A. You saw lots of Juve last night with Paul Pogba running a lot of that midfield alongside the likes of Marquisio and Khedira. But is this Juve team now better equipped to win this competition?
It certainly evolved from a team which relied heavily on the creative spark provided by Andrea Pirlo and the energy and impetus that at his very best Paul Pogba utilised. Something that they've got now, which perhaps they didn't have when Antonio Conte was winning titles, is prolific goal scorers in the shape of Higuain and Paulo Dybala. They no longer need to share out the goals. One of those two players has scored 8 of Juve's last 9 goals. And they've just grown in confidence defensively, just through sheer practice. You know, it's one of those things, you know, if you do the same thing over and over again, you more often get to get it right when required. And defensively, they're so well drilled, Juventus, that backbone gives you the confidence, doesn't it, to go on and win games. And tonight, their body language suggested that they were never going to fall into the trap that Paris Saint-Germain did 6 weeks ago and give up a sizable first leg lead.
You look at the players who have left the club in recent years, some because they've become too old for this level almost, but Pirlo, Tevez, Evra, Vidal, Morata, Fernando Llorente, so many.
Marquisio through injury has been unavailable for much of the season. Yeah,
they're still doing it without him. No Khedira, by the way, for the first leg of the semi-finals through suspension. Let's turn our attention to Barcelona. Let's hear from their goalkeeper, the German international, Marc-André Ter Stegen.
We are realists, so we are just thinking about what's happening on the field. And if you don't score, you don't score. That's it. We didn't have so much luck sometimes, we were searching for the luck sometimes and we didn't find it. At the end we need to congratulate Juventus for the good match.
Yeah, Barcelona ahead of the Spanish Clásico couldn't find a way through. They did look a touch flat, probably in both legs to be fair. Steve, Luis Enrique, it's his final European game in charge of the club tonight. Where does this Barcelona team go now in terms of improving that squad? Because it didn't seem like there was a great deal of options to really turn to into that second half.
They need a little bit more strength in depth, don't they? Because we mentioned during the game that there wasn't really much on the bench that you felt could revitalise them, could energise them. But let's not write off Barcelona just yet. Lionel Messi has still scored 45 goals in 45 games this season. He's still got a little bit to offer, I think. Let's just say that over the two legs, Juventus deserve to beat Barcelona. And let's not leap to too many rash conclusions about whether this is the end of an era in terms of Barcelona's strength on the European stage.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. 6-1 win over Paris Saint-Germain, a perfect example of that. Thank God we had that result. Thrilling football we've seen in the UEFA Champions League this season. But Barca are out, Juve are through. Also on Wednesday, Dortmund face Monaco in the Principality. Remember, 3-2 down from the first leg. John Bradley was our commentator.
This is Benjamin Mondi driving forward and shooting left-footed. It's well saved by the goalkeeper, but it's turned home on the rebound. It's Kylian Mbappe again, and Monaco strike early. It's Nuri Sahin who's shaping to take it and takes it well. Oh, he's hit the frame of the goal. It's the inside of the post with the goalkeeper beaten. Mbappe on the edge of the penalty area. Lemar's cross, the header down. It's a magnificent team goal. And Monaco have doubled their advantage inside 17 minutes of the game. And Royce is there, and Marco Royce has scored. And perhaps there is hope for Borussia Dortmund. Falcao, he's onside. Radamel Falcao, this could end it. Oh, he's gone over the top. Glorious chance for Radamel Falcao. Well, that's a little loose, and Lemar's won the ball back. And here's Germain in the middle, and it's cut to Valo Germain. It's his first touch of the game. He's just come on 15 seconds ago. It's all over now. It's Monaco 3, Borussia Dortmund 1.
If you didn't see this one, it was end-to-end for the full 90 minutes in the second leg. Let's speak to our commentator for this one now, John Bradley. John, that was pretty entertaining.
Rob, I was with you when we watched Monaco's first leg at Manchester City, and we said it was a UEFA Champions League classic, and this had all the hallmarks of a similar game, because you had two sides who basically want to go out and play on the front foot and they want to attack. And Monaco got off to a rip-roaring start. You wondered before the game whether they would twist or whether they would stick with the 3-2 advantage that they have from the first leg. Well, they don't know how to stick, do they? They twisted, and once again, Kylian Mbappe scoring once again, and the first player to score in each of his first four UEFA Champions League knockout games. He's the youngest player in the history of the competition to score five goals, 41 days younger than Raul. It's a phenomenal achievement for a young man who has exploded onto the scene in the world of football. But Borussia Dortmund didn't give it up. They came back, and Marco Reus, of course, returning from injury, got them a goal back. And after that, the next goal was going to be crucial, and it could have gone either way. Both sides created so many chances. We had 20 shots on target throughout the course of the game, some wonderful defending as well. But as it was, a substitution was made, and everyone will remember Lars Ricken coming from the bench for Borussia Dortmund in the final back in 97 and scoring with his first touch. Well, tonight it went against them. Valer Germain coming off the bench and scoring within 30 seconds with his first touch with 9 minutes to go to end the tie once and for all. But what a wonderful advert for this great competition and for football.
OK, let's get the thoughts of Dortmund head coach Thomas Tuchel.
You have so much belief and so much focus, and we have the first chance, and it's slippery, and Marco slips, and in the next minute they shoot towards the goal. It's not dangerous, but suddenly the ball is in the net. Of course, everybody has the feeling, oh, perhaps it's not our night tonight, and of course we needed something very special today, and this was not possible.
Thomas Tuchel's side eliminated from the UEFA Champions League. John Bradley, let's have your man of the match and why from the game.
It's got to be Kylian Mbappe. He's 18 years old. It's amazing to think that on the day that he was born, his possible semi-final opponent, Gianluigi Buffon, was making his 108th appearance for Parma. This is what this young man has done. He's just exploded onto the scene, and no one will want to face Monaco in the semi-finals. They are so exciting going forward.
That didn't just make Buffon feel old, that made us all feel old. John, thank you very much indeed. Steve Wyeth, man of the match, Juve with their 0-0 draw at Barcelona.
Going to have to be Giorgio Chiellini, the man who led the defensive resilience.
Yeah, a sensational performance from Juve. Paul, Tuesday, outstanding player from the night on Tuesday, and why?
It's a tough call, but I think Cristiano Ronaldo, one day he'll cry salt tears because there are no more worlds to conquer. It's just quite incredible. 100 UEFA Champions League goals now, and I'm guessing more to come.
Yeah, Messi out of the competition now as well after Barcelona's elimination at the hands of the Bianconeri. Well, that's all we have time for now on UEFA Champions League Match Day Live. After a week that saw this season's semi-final lineup completed in dramatic style, this is your final four for this season's competition. Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid, Juventus and Monaco. And remember that the draw is this Friday, that's the 21st of April. You'll be able to follow it live on UEFA.com as well. A reminder, join us again from 19:30 Central European Time. We'll be on air on Tuesday the 2nd of May and Wednesday the 3rd of May as well, as the semi-final first legs will get underway in the UEFA Champions League. Don't miss the drama when the competition resumes next month. But for now, from Paul Saffa, John Bradley, Steve Wyeth, myself, Rob Daly, and the rest of the Match Day Live team, it's goodbye.
Leicester's UEFA Champions League adventure comes to an end. It was a valiant attempt from the Foxes, but it is Atletico who go through to the semi-finals.
Marcelo gives it to Ronaldo! Hat-trick man again! Cristiano Ronaldo surely seals it now for Real Madrid!
0-0 it has finished on the night. Juventus progress by virtue of a 3-0 success in the first leg. That remains the aggregate score. There was simply no way through for Lionel Messi and co tonight. And it's come to Valer Germain. It's his first touch of the game. He's just come on 15 seconds ago. It's all over now. It's Monaco 3, Borussia Dortmund 1.
You've been listening to UEFA Champions League Matchday Live.